So it's why people, you know, they don't know gays, so they're against gay marriage, you know, and which is just unbelievable to me. I mean, after 9/11, you're going to, you know, that's something you're going to fucking worry about now? You need a hobby. Because on the list of things we have to worry about, gay marriage is on page 6 after, are we eating too much garlic as a people? But boy, it freaks our president out, the gay marriage thing. Whew, he went around the corner. He lost as he went. Son of a bitch, this can't happen. And if they think, if these states think that they're going to allow gays to get married, we're going to make a constitutional amendment that says exactly what marriage is. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Son of a bitch. And I thought, you're going to make that a constitutional amendment? You shithead, what are you fucking thinking? It's a collection of extraordinary sentences and paragraphs, and then you're gonna go, hoota hoota. Why don't you have an amendment that says, you know, people in this country have a right to health care even if they don't have a fucking dime? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He wants a constitutional amendment. And the reason that the reason that people don't believe gays should get married is because of what? The Bible. Okay? And what book of the Bible does that come from? The Old Testament. And who wrote the Old Testament? My people. The Jews wrote the Old Testament. And then Christians come along and read it, and they fuck it up from time to time. Because they don't come down to the temple, do they? And hear what the, you know, because there's a reason that that was written in the Bible, because it was written thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago when we were savages at best. We were like 10 hairs away from being a baboon, for fuck's sake. And you had to control. I mean, these people were out of control, and so the elders of the village, you know, got together and came up with the idea of a God. And not the Christian God, who's kind of a loving God and a sweet God. No, we had a God that was, I can see everything you do, and I'm gonna kick your fucking ass. Not really a happy God, kind of a God who seemed to be a raging alcoholic in many ways. You ought to fight, asshole! And he was, and that's what they had to come up with. They had to come up with this mythical figure, you know, that was present and that could keep these people in line, because they were crazy. They'd do anything. See, and you said, that's the way God is. God is everywhere, and he sees everything you do, and if you fuck up, he knows it, and he will smote you. And that kind of got the message across. But then they needed rules, because a lot of these guys were wandering in the desert looking for shit. And they'd be gone for days, and then one would come back, and he'd have a camel with him. And he'd go to the elder, and he'd go, I met her in the desert. And she looked at me in a special way. And I love her. Will you marry us? And the elder goes, look at the Bible, you fucking idiot! See what it says? Marriage is between a man and a woman. and that's it. And if you think you're going to marry this camel, you do that, you're going to, God's going to get you. And the guy's crestfallen because he's in love. And so the priest, you know, the elders says, well, okay, you marry a woman and keep the camel on the side. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid thousands and thousands of years from now, if we have that constitutional amendment, someone will come along and unearth our culture and look at the Constitution and read it and go, wow, and then get to that part where it says marriage is between a man and a woman. They'll go, look at this! The United States of America, those people were so fucked up that they actually had to write down what marriage was so they could remember it. And so, I watched the Janet Jackson dancers and thought of all of that. Because I was afraid if I kept my focus on them, I might have a breakdown.